Good morning, this is Akashwani. I am VC Pramod with the World News. The headlines. International Monetary Fund describes India-European Union Free Trade Agreement as a positive development. Amnesty International expresses concern over continued misuse of anti-terror legislation in Bangladesh. Calls on interim government to take immediate steps to ensure protection of human rights. European Union designates Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps as terrorist group. President Donald Trump says U.S. open all commercial airspace soon over Venezuela. And India's Isharani Barua stuns second seed Sung Shuo Yun of South Korea to enter women's singles quarterfinal of Thailand Masters Badminton. The International Monetary Fund, IMF, has described the India-European Union-EU Free Trade Agreement as a positive development, noting that it reflects countries' efforts to deepen economic integration amid rising global trade tensions and uncertainty. Responding to questions during a briefing on emerging market economies, IMF Economic Counselor and Director of Research Pierre Olivelle Goruncha said, recent trade agreements show that governments are seeking pragmatic ways to expand trade ties even after a turbulent year of global commerce. Human rights body Amnesty International's Secretary General Agnes Callamard has written to the chief advisor of Bangladesh's interim government, Mohammed Yunus, expressing concerns over the Bangladeshi authorities' continued misuse of anti-terror legislation against journalists and their failure to safeguard the rights to life, personal security, and freedom of expression and association. In her letter, Callamard called on the interim government to take immediate steps to ensure that protection of human rights is at the center of Bangladesh's February 12th elections. Bangladesh's ready-made garment RMG exporters are set to face intensifying competition and mounting price pressure in the European Union after the EU and India concluded a landmark free trade agreement that will grant Indian apparel products duty-free access to the bloc. According to reports published by the Daily Star, the EU-India free trade deal, announced on Tuesday and expected to take effect in 2027, will eliminate the existing 12% tariff on Indian clothing exports. The move is widely seen as eroding a long-standing competitive edge enjoyed by Bangladesh in its largest export market. Bangladesh currently exports garments duty-free to the EU under the bloc's Least Developed Country Trade Facility, a benefit that will continue only for 3 years after its scheduled graduation from the Least Developed Country status in November this year. The Bangladesh Election Commission today ordered government officials to refrain from campaigning for yes vote in the upcoming referendum, which is scheduled to be held alongside the general elections on February 12th, calling such acts a punishable offence. The interim government of Mohammed Yunus had engaged government officials to campaign for the yes vote in the referendum. An election commission letter sent to returning officers read, "Engaging in such campaigning could influence the outcome of the referendum and would therefore be treated as a punishable offence under Section 21 of the Referendum Ordinance 2025 and Article 86 of the RPO 1972. The Indian Coast Guard said that it has facilitated the safe repatriation of 23 Indian fishermen and 2 fishing boats and the handover of 128 Bangladeshi fishermen and 5 fishing boats to the Bangladesh Coast Guard. In a social media post, the Coast Guard said its ships Samudra Pehredar and Vijaya facilitated the safe repatriation yesterday at the international maritime boundary line, reaffirming mutual trust and strengthening maritime cooperation across shared seas. The Ministry of External Affairs in a statement said that India and Bangladesh governments successfully concluded the release and repatriation of fishermen along with their operable vessel. Secretary General of the League of Arab States, Ahmed Abul Ghait, has arrived in New Delhi for the second India-Arab Foreign Ministers meeting and other related meetings. External Affairs Ministry said in a social media post that the high-level engagements over the next 2 days reflect the shared commitment for a stronger India-Arab partnership across sectors. Minister of Foreign Affairs and Expatriates of Palestine, Varsen Agabakian Shaheen, arrived at the national capital to participate in the Indo-Arab Foreign Ministers' meeting tomorrow. The meeting will be co-chaired by India and the UAE. This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. The European Union, EU, has designated Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, as a terrorist organization over Tehran's crackdown on nationwide protests. EU's Foreign Policy Chief Kaja Kallas said that foreign ministers unanimously agreed on the designation. She said any regime that kills thousands of its own people is working towards its own demise.
The Iran Revolutionary Guard on the terrorist list. This will put them on the same footing with Al-Qaeda, Hamas, Daesh. If you act as a terrorist, you should also be treated as a terrorist. It is clear what we see, the death toll in the protests that were in Iran and the means that were taken by the regime are really, really severe.
The 27-nation bloc also sanctioned 15 Iranian officials, including top commanders of the Revolutionary Guard, over the violent crackdown on protesters. Iran had no immediate comment, but it has criticized Europe in recent days as it considered the move. US and Canada have already designated the IRGC as a terrorist organization. The European Union has reminded Pakistan of its international human rights commitments while condemning the conviction of two human rights activists and lawyers by the Pakistani authorities. Expressing deep concerns, an EU spokesperson, Anaur El Anoni, stated that the conviction of both the lawyers over social media activity goes against the freedom of expression and independence of lawyers. US President Donald Trump said that Russian President Vladimir Putin had agreed to temporarily pause strikes on Kyiv and other Ukrainian cities for a period of 1 week, citing extreme cold weather conditions prevailing across the region. Addressing a cabinet meeting, Trump said he personally reached out to the Russian leader and urged him to halt the attacks on the Ukrainian capital and nearby towns. U.S. President Donald Trump has said he will open up all commercial airspace over Venezuela and Americans will soon be able to visit that country. He said he has instructed his Transportation Secretary Sheen Duffy and the U.S. military leaders to take steps to open the airspace.
Very shortly able to go to Venezuela, and they'll be safe there. They'll be safe. It's under very strong control. And the people of formerly of Venezuela, some want to go back to visit, and they're going to be able to do that. So I've instructed Sean Duffy and everybody else concerned, including the military, that if you would, by the end of today, I'd like you to have the airspace over Venezuela. Planes can go to Venezuela opened up.
Israel turned over the bodies of 15 Palestinians yesterday, just days after recovering the remains of the last Israeli hostage, a Gaza Health Ministry official said. This marks the last hostage detainee exchange between Israel and Hamas, carried out as part of the first phase of the US-brokered ceasefire reached in October. India's Isharani Barua upset second seed Sung Shuo Yun of South Korea to enter the women's singles quarterfinals of the Thailand Masters badminton event in Bangkok yesterday. The world number 48 from India played exceptionally to down 34th-ranked Sung 21-13, 14-21, 21-14 in a hard-fought round of 16 contest. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. International Monetary Fund describes India-European Union Free Trade Agreement as a positive development. Amnesty International expresses concern over continued misuse of anti-terror legislation in Bangladesh, calls on interim government to take immediate steps to ensure protection of human rights. European Union designates Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps as terrorist group. President Donald Trump says US to open soon all commercial airspace over Venezuela. And India's Isharani Barua stuns second seed Sung Shuo Yun of South Korea to enter women's singles quarterfinals of Thailand Masters badminton. And that is the end of this news bulletin.